Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin, it's another Tuesday. So are you ready for another K-drama review courtesy of your tita na mahilig magpaulan ng spoilers? And let me just say that I am beyond excited to talk about this K-drama because mga pamangkin, I am confident that I finally found my number one K-drama of 2023. Emphasis on my, okay? MY. Yes, of course, there were good K-dramas from this year that I also enjoyed, but none that really stood out. Kasi for me, pamangkin, a good K-drama is something that immediately pops up on my mind almost instantly whenever anyone asks me what would be a good K-drama to watch from this year. And to be honest, this year, whenever friends, colleagues, or random people on the internet would ask me for suggestions, not only does it take me a while to come up with suggestions, most of the time for this year, okay, I wasn't so confident with my suggestions. Like, sure, watch this K-drama, but here's the thing. Palagi ako may pa-disclaimer, ganun. Unlike those years where there's really a lot of K-dramas that are good, like I would even be the one spreading the news about it. And the last time I remember doing that, going out of my way to recommend a K-drama because I really loved it and want more people to watch it because I know you will also enjoy it, was for last year's Extraordinary Attorney Woo. That K-drama was really a good watch, and it took me almost a year to finally confidently recommend again a K-drama to you, mga pamangkin, from this year. At yan na nga ang pag-uusapan natin today. It's time, mga pamangkin, to talk about Disney Plus K-drama Moving. Moving is again based on a webtoon about a group of innocent teenagers with extraordinary abilities that goes head-to-head with some of the world's most powerful governments. Of course, there's more to the story than that, of course. So yes, mga pamangkin, this is a fantasy slash supernatural K-drama, but it's not just fantasy or supernatural K-drama. It's also a mix of romance, action, and some family drama. Okay? Ihalo muna dyan. Now, based on my observation, okay, usually when a K-drama is a mix of two or more genre, sometimes one or more of that genre gets left behind. So, hindi lahat napapanindigan. So, ang tanong na nga is Moving part of those K-dramas? Well, let's talk about that in a bit. Now, let's start muna the chismisan again. Fair warning, bago natin simulan. Just a warning to all those who just listened to this podcast for the first time. I like giving out spoilers. I try my best, okay? I try so hard to do a K-drama review without spoilers. Sometimes I'm successful, but most of the time, hindi. But I try to keep it at minimal, pero yun nga, if you are not happy with, you know, getting even a slight hint of any spoilers, then don't continue listening, okay? You can stop now, move on to a different episode, or watch the K-drama first before you come back and listen to this K-drama review, okay? So Yun na lang yung sasabihin ko bago natin simulan. Now, typically, whenever I do a K-drama review episode, I give out my rating towards the end of the episode. But I'll do the opposite this time because anyway, I have already told you that this is might be my number one K-drama of this year. Now, I'm not too sure. There's still a couple of months into the year. So who knows? Maybe there's a K-drama that will premiere sometime in October, November, or December. That would be so much better. But so far, I am confident that I've found my number one K-drama. And it may take a lot. So baka medyo... If this is going to be replaced by something else, it would take a lot. It would have been, you know, so much better than this K-drama. Siguro mga level ng, I wanna say, Squid Game kind of buzz or... actually, ka-level na nga nitong moving for me is Squid Game eh. So, if ever man na may tatapat sa kanya for this year, nahahamunin ito as my number one K-drama, it would take a lot. It would definitely be something really grand in order for me to change my mind that this is not my number one. But anyway, yun na nga. So, typically, I start with, you know, giving out my rate, or I typically give out my rating towards the end of the K-drop of the episode. But I'll do the opposite this time because nga, sinabi ko naman sa inyo that this would be my number one. This is possibly my number one K-drama of this year. So, if I will rate this K-drama on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, mga pamangkin, I will give this a 9.99%. 9.99. So, it's not a solid 10. Okay, so if you're probably wondering, why not a solid 10? And what's the 1%, 0.1% for? Diba? So, that I will explain later. But let me start on why I gave this K-drama, why I gave Moving an almost a perfect score. Let's start with the cast. Okay, so Moving is divided into two groups. Well, in my head, they are. So we've got the adults, which are basically the parents ng mga teenagers dito, na technically at sila yung bida ng yung kwento, yung mga teenagers. And then of course, the young ones. Let's begin with the adults. We've got some veteran actors in the cast. So one of that is Ryu Seung Ryong. And again, my pronunciation of Korean names have never improved. I'm so sorry. I try my best, but obviously it's not good. Okay? But anyway, you know who I mean. If you don't know, you can definitely Google this. Okay? But anyway, for most of us, you probably remember him from the movie Miracle in Cell Number 7. Siya yung bida doon. Or maybe you remember him as the villain. Siya yung isa sa mga lord, yung pinaka season 1, pinaka kontrabidang lord sa K-drama na Kingdom. Like, this guy is good no matter what role you give him. Bida man, kontrabida, he's always good. So, it's not surprising that he is one of the most versatile actors of South Korea. So, in this K-drama, in Moving, he plays the role of Jang Ju-won, the father of Hee-soo, who also has supernatural abilities and an ex-gang member and an NIS agent. He has a very interesting backstory, definitely. And he's also very cute. There's one particular moment in the series that, ang cute-cute niya. But anyway, I leave that to your watching. Basta hindi ko na i-spoil yun. But anyway, so he's one of the main cast in the adult side. And then we also got nagbabalik on a small screen si Zo In-sung. Oh my gosh. Zo In-sung, it has been what? Almost a decade since, ano ba yun? Ang last ko na napanood sa kanya is the one with Gong Yoo-jin. Cannot remember the name of the K-drama. Crazy Crazy Love, Crazy Something. Anyway, it's been so long and I'm really happy to see him finally again in the small screen. So anyway, we got him and also the lovely Han Hyo-jo. So if you are a true K-drama fan, those two does not need any further introduction because you probably know them from several notable K-dramas, as in several. So I think even, you know, to the point that each generation of K-drama fans know them in a certain K-drama. Like, if you ask them kung saan nila naalala na una nilang napanood si Zoe Song or si Han Hyo-jo, I would probably say that those, you can know the age of that K-drama fan based on the answer. Ganon sila kagaling. I mean, they are one of the top K-drama actors and actresses of this year, of this generation. So definitely, you know them for at least one K-drama na nung nagsisimula ko. Anyway, ano bang sinasabi ko? They don't need any further introduction nga. Anyway, these two are the loving parents of Kim Bong-suk in the K-drama, and both of them also have extraordinary powers. Si Zoe In-sung dito nakakalipad. Si Han Hyo-jo naman, the best yung senses niya. Like, she has very good eyesight, hearing, taste buds. Si ate mo girl, wala, pinagpala. Anyway, dinig na dinig ni ate mo girl yung chismis. Anyway, aside from those two, we also have Cha Tae-hyun, which for a lot of the titos and titas of K-dramas that are listening today fondly remember as the male lead in the first ever Korean movie that most Filipinos have seen, which is My Sassy Girl. So he is also in this K-drama. But aside from him, another blast from the past for me, because I haven't seen him in a really long time. Well, at least in the small screen. And I actually haven't really followed his career in the movie side. But anyway, someone who I did not expect to see in this K-drama. And I did not even realize that he is the same person that I know from a certain movie. Playing as the villain, Frank, who also possesses an extraordinary ability, is Ryu Sung Bum, who I remember from the movie The Beast and the Beauty with Shin Mina. I don't know if my fellow K-drama titos and titas remember that, but I'm pretty sure if nabuhay ka ng mga panahon na kasagsagan to ng My Sassy Girl eh. Kakarating lang ng My Sassy Girl sa Pilipinas sa Cinema 1 noon. And then dahil doon, parang naging baliw ang mga Pilipino sa Korean movies. Tapos naglipa na ang mga VCDs. Or yung mga Korean downloaded movies na pinagpasapasahan sa mga USB ganon. O yun, isa sa mga K-dramas or Korean movies na parang sikat noon na pinagpapasapasahan namin is ito ngang The Beast and the Beauty. Oh my gosh, like that is such a blast from the past. Mga pamangkin, years before we love her in My Girlfriend is a Gumiho, super nagandahan na ako kay ate mo girl dito sa movie na The Beast and the Beauty. Ay, nako. And ang love interest niya dun is si Frank. Yung Frank dito sa K-drama na moving. And if you haven't seen that movie yet, try to watch it. I don't know where you can because it's pretty old. It's a fun rom-com movie, but again, it's really old, so you'll probably see flip phones, mga sinaunang damit. So yeah. Anyway, also part of the cast is Kim Song Kyun, who most of us remember as the Ajusi, the funny Ajusi from Reply 1988. Now, these five actors make up the lead adult cast of this K-drama. And one thing that I can definitely say is that the adult cast in this K-drama, in moving, are not some of the legendary actors of South Korea for nothing. Like, they have really done their part in bringing this K-drama to a level worthy of all the buzz that was going around for months since it was first aired and upcoming nominations. So it's worth the upcoming nominations and awards that I'm pretty sure that they will eventually get. Like, they have nominations already, pero tapos na kasi yung mga award season. So most likely next year, we can expect them being included as part of the nominees. I would say it's suspicious kung hindi man lang sila ma-nominate for like action series or effects or actors, lead actors, supporting actors, or the newbies. Anyway, so yeah, I'm expecting them. And yun nga, the adult cast did such a great job, but wag ka mga pamangkin. The young cast of this K-drama have also done justice for their role, especially the newbie actor Lee Jung-ha for his role as Kim Bong-seok, who also, for his role, he intentionally gained 30 kilos. And eventually lost them by the time na premiere. Like, oh my gosh, hindi ko, mapapahanga ka na lang din talaga sa mga actors and their commitment sa role nila. Like, I remember sa hospital playlist, most of the cast had to learn playing the actual instruments for their role in the K-drama. But actually, yung pag-play nila ng instrument was just part of it. That's not really their main role in the K-drama, but they had to learn it. And yun nga, dito naman sa moving, Lee Jung-ha had to gain weight to play the lovable Kim Bong-seok. And I just want to say that it was so worth it. And I think he was so perfect for the role. He is super cute, super lovable. Pag umingiti siya, tapos the eyes, oh my gosh, ang cute ni kuya mo. And hindi siya yung ano, hindi siya yung hot opa. Definitely hindi siya ganun. Pero siya yung parang lovable talaga siya dito eh. And yun nga, I've seen this ano, and I've also seen this TikTok video. Parang compilation siya ng mga behind the scene and also yung mga sa mismong series, videos of him being so cute and bouncy. Ang ewan ko, ang super cute talaga niya. Cute is such a perfect word for him. Gusto ko siyang gawing keychain. Anyway, yun nga. And then we also have the beautiful Go Yoon-jung, who we first saw in the K-drama of last year, which is Alchemy of Souls. So she this time plays the role of Hee-soo, the daughter of Ryu Sung-ryung's character. And then we also have Kim Do-hun, who plays the role of Lee Gang-hun, san naman dito siya ni Kim Song-kyun's character. So, to be honest, Kim Do-hun, I have never seen him in any other K-drama. And among the cast of this K-drama, among the lead cast of this K-drama, siya for me is the weakest. I don't know if it's gonna be explored in the future seasons or if there's more to it. But I felt that there's medyo nakulangan ako sa kanya. Like, he had his moments, but I felt that it could be better. Anyway. So anyway, the three of them naman make up the young lead cast of the K-drama. And as for the rest of the cast, because there's a lot more people involved in this K-drama, i-google nyo na lang, okay? But definitely one of the things that this K-drama can brag, mga pamangkin, is the amazing cast that definitely made the K-drama viewing experience so much better. Like, it made it worth it. The 20 episodes of it, yes, 20 episodes ito. Sa panahon na from 16, we're now decreasing it to 12. This K-drama have 20 episodes. Have. Basta itaman nyo na lang ang English grammar ko. Basta meron siyang 20 episodes. Anyway, now let's talk about the other reasons why this K-drama is possibly my number one K-drama of 2023. Let's start with the minor things like the effects used in this K-drama. Now, being that it's a fantasy, okay, or one of its genre is fantasy, and we live in a time where AI can almost do anything for us, So, of course, my standard for fantasy or supernatural K-dramas or series or movies in general is so much higher. So much higher compared to, let's say, ano ba mga fantasy K-dramas na naalala ko? Siguro sabihin natin na mga Secret Garden era or maybe the My Love from the Star era. So, of course, the years in between those two or between My Love from the Star and Moving. So, of course, nag-improve na very much improve ang CGI and all the AI. So, I definitely have a higher standard now compared to when it was starting out. So, one thing I can assure you, if you have not seen Moving, is that it delivered, mga pamangkin. Disney showed us in this K-drama na may budget din po kami. And I'm almost sure ilang millions, for sure, hindi bababa sa 20 million ang ginastos for this K-drama. Because almost all scenes, almost all episodes, I mean, has some kind of scenes that needs effects or some stunts that needs to be done. So in terms of action naman, okay, since action is also part of its genre, it also did not disappoint. On some scenes talaga, my jaw literally dropped and my eyes were glued to my screen because of the fight scenes. The fight scenes were really good. Like, ito yung K-drama. Bibihira na lang talaga din yung mga K-dramas na hindi ako nakaka-multitasking. Parang talagang nakatutok ako sa screen. Hindi ko mabitawan. Talagang naka-face down yung cellphone ko habang nanonood ako nitong Moving. And yun nga, one of the reasons is because ang ganda ng mga fight scenes. Oh my gosh. I think most of the really good fight scenes involve the characters ni na Frank and ni Jang Ju-won. Okay? So one of my fave scene is the fight between the two of them in a delivery truck. Okay, so spoiler, sorry. But if you remember that was hella amazing and funny at the same time. Lalo na nung may moment yung parang.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Pinakita yung sinaalog-alog yung truck. Because the two were fighting inside. And that was amazing. Parang walang katapusan given they're both, you know, healers. So they can heal themselves. So parang sabi ko, ano ba tong labang to? Pero enjoy na enjoy ako. But of course, with action comes a level of violence. So of course, as a precaution, if that, I want to say that if you are not confident seeing body dislocation, sabihin na lang natin na ganun. Body dislocation, blood, yeah. So if you're not comfortable watching any of those, I probably would say maybe think about it before you start Moving, because there's a lot of fight scenes, a lot of scenes that involves, you know, bloody ones. So yeah. Now, it's a really good K-drama in sense, ang daming action. But I think yung medyo needs a lot more work for me is the CGI pagdating sa character ni Zoe Intong dito. Like yung fight and fly scene niya. I don't know. It's a bit awkward looking at it, like when he is flying around, especially yung scene na nasa North Korea siya, yung pumasok siya dun sa building na North Korea, and he was like flying around this building or inside the building, and it was like, I don't know, it was just weird looking. But overall, my imagination was so full. Talagang busog na busog yung imagination ko because of all the CGI, because of all the effects that were used in this K-drama. I truly love it. But moving is not just about people with extraordinary abilities fighting each other with their supernatural abilities. It is surprisingly also a romance. So there's also romance on the K-drama. And I never expected this from a K-drama, okay? Nakikiligin din ako. But I was. And it was more nakakakilig than the recent rom-coms that I have watched, to be honest. Okay? Dito talaga parang, oh my gosh, kinilig ako. And I got romance for both the adults and the young ones. So, we got the adult romance between So In-sung and Han Yo-jos. Even yung character dito ni, ano, ayoko na ulitin yung pangalan niya. Feeling ko mamay mispronounce ko naman. Basta anyway, yung character dito ni, yung bida si Jang Ju-won. Okay, easier to pronounce yan. But anyway, pinaka love story for me talaga is yung Kenad So In-sung and Han Yo-jos character. And mga pamangkin, I'd like to say na officially, bumili na po ako ng ticket at sumampa na po ako sa ship nitong dalawa. Like, nasa level of Yunbin, Son Ye-jin shipping na naman po ako. Kasama na naman po sila sa prayers ko. And tuwang-tuwa na naman po ako. Panonood. Ilang oras ata yung naubos ko, papanonood lang ng ano, mga behind-the-scene moments nila in this K-drama, in the promotions, in the premiere, and also when they are together in other variety shows. Oh my gosh. Andun na naman po ako. Andun na naman po yung level ng pagiging ano ko, fanay. So, Diyos ko, hindi ko na alam kung paano ko titigilan to. Now playing Cupid by 50/50. Now, they're not the only ones na kinakiligan ko sa K-drama na ito. Like I said, hindi nagpahuli ang mga bagets. And what surprises me the most about the romance ng mga bagets is hindi ako naasiwa. Yes, naasiwa po talaga is the word to use. I don't know. Yeah, pero when I got older, di ko na talaga bet yung mga coming of age romance, yung mga teen romance, yung mga classroom romance na ganyan. Isa na po ako sa mga tita na ano, kinaiinisan ko noon na mahilig man ito ng mga bagets, tapos laging linya is mag-aral muna kayo bago kayo maglandian, ganun-ganun. Ako po ay isa na doon. But in moving, okay? In moving, the romance between Bong-suk and Hee-seo was so wholesome and so lovable. I think lovable is the right word for them. Siguro, I guess it's a plus as well that both characters are also very lovable. I mean, walang pabebe. Walang pa-macho, walang pa-emo, walang drama na me and you against the world. So I think those definitely made watching the K-drama so much better in the romance section at least. So mga pamangkin, check na check sa romance, action, sa fantasy. However, when it comes to the family drama, personally, I feel kulang. Now, I don't expect heavy drama and I most certainly don't want Sky Castle level of iyakan in this K-drama and moving. But I definitely feel that they could have, you know, also explored more on the drama, especially on the North Korean supernaturals and their fight for their family too. Kasi parang for me, ang bilis lang ng, parang pahapyaw lang yung spotlight sa mga North Koreans. And I think yun yung medyo loose part nitong story, nung buong K-drama story. And hindi rin ganun ka-tight for me ang story ni Frank. So ang lakas talaga ng kutob ko na Moving is definitely going to have a second season, because why else would you, you know, give us a very brief summary of the life of Frank or something? Parang they're saving it for second season, and I have no idea if that's gonna happen. I have no idea if the kids will be involved on it, because I can't imagine Lee Jung-ha gaining again the weight after he successfully lost it in preparation for the premiere and now gaining it again for second season. So, I don't know. I don't know. However, I would love if the story also deals with Frank and other supernatural characters that could be lurking in the shadow, maybe at this time hindi pa nakikilala, and I'm pretty sure the webtoon has a lot more, so I'm hoping that they could also have that in the second season. So yes, mga pamangkin, I did not really give Moving a perfect score because for me the story is a little bit loose. Okay, hindi ako madedenay dyan, medyo very loose pa siya sa akin, which I expected naman. I expected it given its premise, and also the fact that this is the first season where you are still in the world building stage. Kanya naman usually kasi pag supernatural, you are still in the world building stage, and the first season is usually going to be a bit loose kasi you are still in the process of introducing your characters and the supernatural powers that this person has in this world where superhuman beings coexist with natural or regular people, right? So that is for me the reason why I did not give out the perfect score for this K-drama. And the 0.01% that I did not give is also because I'm holding back for season 2, which I feel may be much better than season 1. Hopefully naman. Kasi by the time, okay, I'm guessing by the time we are already done, we have already introduced the viewers to this world where people with, you know, superpowers and in a world where the superpowers gets passed on to kids, and that NIS have special department for them, and that North Korea and FBI are also after these individuals. Kumbaga, lahat na ng rekado na ilatag na natin. So sana naman, mas maganda na sa season 2. But let's just say that, you know, we can only hope for the best. So let's just see as well if there will even be a season 2. I'm almost sure there will be. Like, nasa 90% sure ako merong season 2. Why else would Frank be, you know, at the very, very last part of episode 20? Kung hindi mo man abutan, the very, very last part of episode 20, meron siyang, anong bang tawag doon? Yung parang sa Avengers, Marvel type of, ano bang tawag doon? Basta sa pinakadulo, akala mo na ending, pero hindi naman ending, meron pang scene. So, why else would Frank be still there? Why would they let us know that Frank is still alive kung walang season 2? Grabe naman, direk. Now, some would say that this K-drama is just, you know, all hype and not really worth it because it lacks a clear plot or maybe a clear message. Though I totally respect those who said that, but for me, in a survival series, there's really no other plot than to survive. And that for me is what Moving is about, okay? The struggle to survive, the struggle to live peacefully by these people that, as Hee-soo said in the K-drama, are not weird, but just different. And I don't know how else to make that clearer for anyone who's, you know, thinking that this is, you know, one of those K-dramas na puro lang hype, pero wala naman talagang clear plot. But yeah, there's really nothing else to expand more if it's a survival series, which I think is Moving. Moving talaga is more of a survival of both the kids and the parents struggle to keep their kids alive. Yun lang. And I also understand that some people felt that when the story suddenly talks back, or, you know, parang nag-flashback sila, nag-travel sila back in time, and the adults' backstory were suddenly the focus of the story or the K-drama, some felt it was boring, some were suddenly confused, and some felt, I've read on Twitter somewhere, that it was not needed. But mga pamangkin, this is not just about the survival of the young ones, but also the adults who also had to deal with government treating them as monsters or fearing them for what they can do and preventing that from ever happening to their kids. And also, in order to understand the issue at hand, you have to understand, mga pamangkin, that the origin of it is so much needed. So yes, I felt that it was needed. Could it have been shortened? Yes, I also would agree with that. I felt it could have been shortened on some episodes. But in terms of how these backstories were tied to the main story arc, for me, it was good. Not perfect, obviously, because yun nga, medyo lost din ako sa ibang, medyo loose yung ibang backstory, like yung kay Frank, medyo na lost ako dun sa backstory nung sa, ano ito, yung North Korean, yung umatake si ano, Zo In Song sa North Korea, tapos something happened in North Korea, blah, 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 na parang, ha? Ang gulo naman! So feeling ko, there's more to it that was just never, you know, discussed in the in season 1 because we lacked time and it already is running on a 20 episode series. So yon, I just feel that it could have been so much better. But my gosh, this is so much better than Mask Girl. Yung talaga. Kasi yung Mask Girl, almost similar sila ng parang flow ng script screenplay, sabihin natin. Ng screenplay ng nitong Moving. In Moving kasi, each episode, almost each episode is dedicated to one particular character. Like, there's one episode that is all about Cha Tae-hyun's character, or one episode na all about Zo In-so, or maybe Han Hyo-jo. And then, they are then tied up all together at the end of the series to come up with this setting. Pero, ganun din po yung Mask Girl. So, kung hindi mo pa napapanood yung Mask Girl, ganun din yon. So, yung mga characters doon, inintroduce din, one episode is dedicated for each of them. Pero my gosh! Yun yung malala. Yun talaga yung pinaka-issue ko doon is the sub-characters were introduced in great lengths that I felt was needed and it made it dragging. And, you know, if you don't believe me, watch Mask Girl. Like, you can see it for yourself and you can confirm. Anyway. So, Moving is definitely not a perfect K-drama. But this is the best of its kind and the best K-drama of this year. Very exciting to watch. I don't remember the last time I sacrificed sleep to watch a K-drama ever since I hit the age of 30. Simula na mag-hit ako ng big 3-0, priority ko na talaga yung pagtutulog. But because of this K-drama, because the K-drama has very intriguing plot and an action-packed episode, I can't help myself of wanting more and more and more hanggang sa madaling araw na naman po. And that's why, for the first time, I'm advocating as well Season 2. Usually, I'm very hesitant of sequels because they usually ruin, based on my experience, they usually ruin the first season or not even as good as season 1. Like, just watch Dr. Romantic 2 or Stranger 2. Oh my gosh. But with Moving, I am begging Disney Plus to please give us a season 2. Please, 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 Disney. And by the way, like I said on my episode where I reviewed, I don't know if you have already listened to it, but I had a mini series within this podcast where I reviewed K-dramas from Disney Plus, being, you know, someone who just joined in through the race of being of the best streaming sites for K-drama. So, nanood ako ng mga K-dramas niya at that time. And I said in there, I think it was the episode about Connect, which is the final of that mini-series. So anyway, I said there that at that time, Disney Plus lacks engaging K-dramas that are worth watching. Like, for lack of better words, medyo basura pa yung mga pinapanood ko doon. Medyo hindi kagandahan yung mga K-dramas at that time doon sa Disney Plus. But I also said in that particular episode of mine, as a final review of the whole Disney Plus streaming app and the whole K-dramas in the streaming app are on Disney, I also said that I'm sure sooner or later Disney will find the right group of people that would bring them K-dramas that will get everyone talking. And that pamangkin is now. It just happened with Moving. Moving is by far the best, the only K-drama in Disney Plus that I will definitely recommend. I'm sorry, I'm being honest, but that is the only Disney Plus K-drama so far that I will definitely recommend sa inyo. Like the rest, take it with a grain of salt. Bahala kayo kung trip niyo yun o hindi. Some are also nice, like $1 Lawyer. Medyo nag-enjoy din ako doon. Magulo lang yun. Pero yeah, may Dr. Romantic 3 nandun sa Disney Plus, which is also good. But of course, you have to know at least this Dr. Romantic 1 or 2. But with Moving, you don't need any backstory, nothing else. And this is definitely one of the best K-drama. The only, so far, best K-drama on Disney Plus. And I'm sure the people on Netflix and Viu or Viki are now taking Disney Plus seriously if they haven't yet. Okay? I think Disney Plus will also have a time where it will dominate the competition because of its back-to-back hit K-dramas. Because I think they finally have found the right group of people. They have finally understood the right formula. They already know the market. They already know what type of K-dramas are good, what are just plain weird, like Connect. That one is just really weird. And that is a win for us viewers. Tayo ang panalo sa ganun. Because seriously, okay, and I'm just being honest with this, the K-dramas of Netflix right now are a hit or miss. Especially yung mga Netflix originals niya. Like some, I cannot even finish because they're so boring. So thank God we've got a different streaming site that also offers us different sets of K-drama. So may options na po tayo. And options are very important. And thank God meron na. So yun na nga, it's a win for us. But all that I said in here, mga pamangkin, are just opinions again. My opinions again. So again, this could be the same as yours. You could have a totally different one. And that is totally okay. We could have opposing or different opinions. And that's also okay because we're not all the same. Right? So let me know through any of my social media accounts what you think about Moving. If you have already seen the K-drama, did you love it? Or did you also think that it was, you know, overhyped? Hindi naman ganun kaganda talaga. And again, nothing wrong with having a different opinion, mga pamangkin. So let me know through any of my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's all at Anyong Tita. And with that, until the next Tuesday, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Samnida, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita, Anyong Tita!